This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, he made the necessary plays. I thought he was good in the environment. I thought he was a good communicator. He did the job tonight.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett definitely did the job that he needed to do on Sunday night against the Raiders to get the job done. I was really stunned by the fact that that was the first game in Kenny Pickett's pro career he threw for two touchdown passes. It didn't seem right. Now, you know, the offense hasn't been Kansas City out here, but still, it feels like he would have had two touchdown passes in a game before with the way that the Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens late in the year. The final touchdown that we remember to George Pickens to beat the Raiders on Christmas Eve. You would imagine that, you know, maybe Kenny Pickett did at some point have that number. But no, the touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, the rollout play, which was one of the best plays of the night for the Steelers, for Kenny Pickett, and really for Matt Canada, to Pat Freiermuth. I mean, wasn't that everything we wanted to see? Getting Kenny Pickett on the move, letting him not run for his life because he had to, but run because that was the play design. And I'm not trying to give Matt Canada all the types of credit here, pat him on the back. The offense still wasn't great. They showed a lot better signs. They've been better ever since San Francisco, last week against the Browns. I don't like the excuse that the offense wasn't good because the 49ers and the Browns are just good defenses. You got to go overcome that. Okay, you are playing a good defense. A good offense would beat the good defense. Good defenses win championships. Yes, I get it. But if you're a good offense, you got to at least show something. I'm not asking you to be the Miami Dolphins and score 70 on the Broncos. But still, the Steelers did what they were supposed to do against the Raiders. I would have liked to see the offense be a little bit better in late game situations. They had the three and out, but yes, the rollout to Allen Robinson completion after the just awful, awful decision by Josh McDaniels. This is why he's not a head coach. He's a good coordinator, horrendous head coach. In an 8-point game, yeah, after we got a penalty, you're the Raiders and you're Josh McDaniels. So thinking, all right, we're going out to kick the field goal. We just got a penalty on the Steelers to sustain this drive. Big play. You don't have to kick it. You get another shot at it. Steelers defense, who is fantastic, and has eight turnovers through 3 weeks. That's the most since the 2010 Steelers. One turnover against the 49ers, a couple interceptions against Garoppolo, and a ton of turnovers, a ton of fumbles in the Browns game. 8 total turnovers through 3 games. But on the opposite side, the rollout to Allen Robinson, closing it out. If you're McDaniels, why are you even considering kicking the field goal again? Like, okay. Sure, like, make it a 5-point game, whatever. You were given new life. Football and sports is about being aggressive. Aggressive wins. Going for it wins. I'm not saying Brandon Staley on your own 24-yard line on 4th-and-1. Being aggressive to win. There's a difference between being aggressive and being smart and being aggressive and just being a flat-out idiot. But yeah, the Raiders, the Steelers were helped out by that. That the Raiders did not go for it on 4th down and decided, yeah, kick another field goal. They needed 2 possessions. And it partly made you think that, yeah, the Raiders think that Matt Canada kind of sucks too. But credit Matt Canada. A couple running plays that worked. They threw it on 3rd down. They found Allen Robinson, who's been a relative unknown for this offense. What is he going to be? What will he become? For Kenny Pickett as a weapon. So yeah, the offense took strides. They showed that they have a little bit of an identity. They're going to run the football. Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris pretty much split time. It was about 55% of the snaps in favor of Najee Harris. And Jaylen Warren bringing up the rear at about 45%, which I was good with. Jaylen Warren in the passing game is a good back. But when you put Najee Harris in there, the opposing team knows you're going to run it. Most of the time, at least. Especially when Jaylen Warren is your pass-protecting back at this point, too. All 5'8 of them did a great job in pass protection, making sure that Kenny Pickett was getting annihilated in the backfield. Because Chukwuma Okorafor can't block anybody. It's about time that he's out. Dane Moore moves to right. Broderick Jones goes to left. But that's nor here nor there at this point. Because the offense did some good things. But the defense continues to be what carries this team. You know, I was really, really tough on Levi Wallace, on Patrick Peterson. Because, frankly, throughout 2 weeks, they weren't cutting it. They weren't good. Levi Wallace was getting burnt. First half, Levi Wallace was getting burnt by Davante Adams. Davante Adams had like 10 catches in the first quarter and a half. 7 catches in the early going, like that, right off the bat. And Levi Wallace was getting toast. But then, Levi Wallace grounded Davante Adams like the Steelers' plan was in Kansas City. And things kind of stalled for the Raiders' offense. And Patrick Peterson got an interception. And these were timely plays. These were very important plays for the Steelers' defense. The Wallace one at the end sealed it. But the Patrick Peterson pick was a good one that helped set up the Steelers' offense. I mean, this defense is not going to be able to carry throughout the whole entire year, but look at T.J. Watt, man. Through 3 games, he's got 6 sacks. I mean, like, I kind of expected this. I picked T.J. Watt to lead the NFL in sacks. Steelers to go 11-6. But man, I mean, he's just a man amongst boys out there. So that is obviously something very opportune for the Steelers. Very exciting to see. But we'll get into the offense a little bit more coming up because still a lot to talk about. Because Matt Canada is still here. He's got a promotion, kind of. And the Steelers got to face off against Houston, which seems like an easy win. But C.J. Stroud, who I'm not that high on, is playing okay to start the year for Houston. And they got a really good edge rusher who I can almost guarantee Mike Tomlin will talk about in his press conference this week. I'm Austin Bechtold. It's the Fan Early Morning Show, which is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com.
He scored 16 unanswered. Pickett to the end zone. I think you saw a lot of different things in that drive. You know, play action, strike the GP, pat over in the middle, pat off the bootleg, the naked, you know, some scramble drill stuff that we did, hit Allen on the sideline. There was a lot of different things in that drive that were really positive. So I absolutely think that's a positive we could take away.
Yeah, that was the best drive of the season for the Steelers that resulted in the Pat Freiermuth touchdown. Now, I'm not going to pretend and act like I'm some big football wizard here or that I played for however many years or anything like that. But what I do know is that when you build off of your players' strengths and what they're good at and getting the ball to the playmakers who, you know, mean the most to your offense, good things can happen. We've seen that Kenny Pickett has had the ability to escape the pocket and make plays happen. He is a pocket passer, but when you roll him out, when you get him on the move, when you shrink the field down even a little bit for him, he's been pretty good. And when you get the football to Pat Freiermuth, good things can happen. I continue to harp on it all week. Freiermuth had 2 catches for 5 yards coming into this game. He well exceeded that. Got into the end zone. Was a factor in this offense. Steelers are running some 12 personnel, but still not getting Darnell Washington involved. The offense does seem to be still a little bit too vanilla, predictable. You know, you didn't really see anything like a jet sweep. And how about Ryan Day on Saturday for Ohio State running a jet sweep on 4th down, channeling his inner Matt Canada offense, which Ohio State did not get, but ultimately did win the game against Notre Dame on the final play of the game. That's a story for another time, but Matt Canada's offense showed, at least to a sense, that there is a little bit of an identity to it. And part of that is because they weren't going up against probably as good of a defensive line as the Browns or the 49ers. They ran the ball effectively, not for big gains, but there were a couple good plays that were factored in there. The pick play for George Pickens to be open in space, 20-yard gain. The screen pass to Jaylen Warren, 20-yard gain. There were some things that I liked. Some things that worked out. And some things that you can build on. I don't trust Matt Canada. I think I have a little bit more confidence in Kenny Pickett than I had a week ago. My confidence was, wavering a little bit. Pickett does have his limitations. But that deep ball to Calvin Austin, man, that was Kenny Pickett's best throw of the year. Right on the money, on target. And it presented, with Calvin Austin, everything that you would have wanted and everything that you would have expected that guy to be when he was drafted. Pre-show's next, 937 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.